USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is visiting Seattle to mark Earth Day. He's expected to deliver remarks about his administration's efforts to fight climate change and reduce the wildfire threats in the West. A hearing in Atlanta aims to determine if Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is able to run for re-election after a left-leaning group challenged her re-election bid over allegations that she helped plan the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol and is now ineligible. Congresswoman Greene saying a tweet asking for people to come to Washington, D.C. to hashtag fight for Trump was calling for a peaceful protest.
Under my opinion, I want to do anything I can to protect election integrity and to protect the people of my district in Georgia, people's votes.
This is USA Radio News.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
A state of emergency has been declared in Coconino County, Arizona because of the tunnel fire, which Coconino National Forest officials say was 0% contained as of late Thursday evening. One woman who lives near Flagstaff, Arizona, says she is in the process of evacuating all of her farm animals, including chickens, pigs, and goats.
I have four kids, so all of the kids are really upset because we all love our animals. So it has been extremely stressful just trying to get in and get everybody out and everybody safe.
High winds on Friday have folks concerned the fire is going to continue to grow. A group of House Republicans is pressuring Twitter's board to preserve records on Elon Musk's effort to buy the social media giant. Republicans on the Judiciary Committee wrote a letter to Twitter board chairman Brett Taylor citing free speech issues and congressional efforts to examine big tech. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
As the 2020 midterm elections approach, one group that's voted historically for Democrats may be changing their tune. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
One Florida politician says a large number of Hispanics are leaving the Democrat Party over the open border policies by the Biden administration. Representative Carlos Jimenez, the Republican from Florida, on Newsmax.
We've been shouting and demanding action at the borders for over a year. I mean, I went down to the border with Leader McCarthy back in March of 2021, right after the president, you know, took office, and he changed all the Trump-era policies that were causing a huge problem and a crisis at the border. All made, you know, this is all self-inflicted by the president, and I think it's something that he wants.
U.S. District Judge Rebecca Jennings on Thursday issued a temporary restraining order against Kentucky's recently passed abortion law, blocking it from going into effect. The abortion bill cleared the state legislature for a second time on April 13th. The abortion bill cleared the state legislature for a second time on April 13th when lawmakers overrode a veto issued by Democratic Governor Andy Beshear. There hasn't been a Powerball winner in weeks, and that means one of the biggest jackpots of the year is up for grabs this weekend. Whoever picks the winning numbers for Saturday night's drawing will be at least $400 million richer. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.